It is a day of celebration for the church in England and Wales today. The Most Reverend Vincent Gerard Nicholls, formerly Archbishop of Birmingham, was installed as the new Archbishop of Westminster, surrounded by an impressive lineup of cardinals, bishops, the papal nuncio and ecumenical guests, including the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Anglican Bishop of London. Philippa Hitchin followed the event.
At midday, the bells of Westminster Cathedral rang out across the city and a fanfare was played as the Archbishop knelt at the threshold for the start of a pontifical mass for his reception as the 11th head of the Diocese of Westminster and leader of the Church in England and Wales.
My brothers and sisters, I welcome you most warmly and I thank you all for coming to Westminster Cathedral today.
Archbishop Nicholls is no stranger to the church in the British capital. After studying at the English College here in Rome and being ordained in 1969, he served as General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference before being named as an auxiliary in London, the youngest bishop in Britain at that time. In the year 2000, he was named as the Archbishop of Birmingham. Just after he was appointed to his new job, I spoke to Archbishop Nicholls to find out how he felt about the daunting task ahead.
Well, the challenges that face the Archbishop of Westminster essentially are the same as those that face every bishop in this country, but sometimes they're writ rather more large in the capital city and with the intensity of the media being centred in London. And also, I think some of the voices that are raised against the church are probably more strident in London than anywhere else. In many parts of the country, there are very good relationships between the churches and public authorities. Here, they seem to be more strained. And I would want and hope to be able to address that interface between the culture of the capital and the life of faith of the capital, along with other faith leaders and other church leaders.
While he may be spending most of his time in the British capital now, Vin, as he's always been called by his friends, is very much a product of the church in his native Liverpool. That's the view of the current Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly.
I think in a way you will have heard, and most people heard, I'm sure, of the huge turmoil occurring just at this moment in terms of what's happening with our parliament, parliamentarians. There's quite a crisis in terms of where parliament goes from here. Do we need an election? What would happen if there is one? And there's some huge issues about integrity. There are issues about does our constitution need reviewing? And from time to time, the issue has been raised, for example, about the position of the Church of England. And so I think somebody who, as he is, can bring to situations a clarity and a structure to enable to go forward, I think that's all going to be put him in good stead.
So your message for him as he faces this big day?
Curiously, I'd stand by the last thing that the late great Bishop of Northampton, Frank Thomas, said to me last time he spoke to me. He said, "Patrick, be joyful." I would say, "Vincent, be joyful."
I'm Philippa Hitchin.